03.
Kawana residents applaud streetlights and call for increased night patrols. Chimpetu residents appeal for health facility and basic services. In African news, a 12 killed in massacre shooting in Johannesburg, police say. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Kawama Township in Dola have welcomed the installation of street lights in the area, saying the development has helped reduce criminal activities, particularly attacks by organized groups commonly known as junkies. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, the residents noted that the area is now safer at night compared to the past, where major roads were plunged into darkness, making it easier for criminals to operate. However, the residents have appealed to the Zambia Police Service to strengthen security by increasing night patrols. The residents have called for voluntary neighborhood watch officers to be provided with uniforms to make them easily identifiable while carrying out their duties. Residents of Chimpetu area under Headman Kaseva in Katua constituency have expressed concern over the lack of a health facility in their community. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, the residents say they are forced to walk long distances to access healthcare services, a situation they say has negatively affected their livelihoods. They noted that the challenge is especially difficult for pregnant women, with some reportedly giving birth on the way to hospital due to the absence of a nearby clinic. The residents also cited a lack of clean water, inadequate school infrastructure, the absence of a police post and poor road networks as major challenges facing the area. They have appealed to governments to urgently address these concerns and have urged aspiring parliamentary and ward councillor candidates to prioritize the community's need if elected. A resident of Kolonga area in Mukushi district, Sebastian Chanda, has expressed concern over the poor state of the road connecting Kolonga to Chivefwe, saying it has made the movement difficult for community members. Mr. Chanda told Common Radio News that the road is a vital route used daily by residents and school-going children traveling to and from Chipota Primary School. He noted that the deteriorating condition of the road poses challenges for both motorists and pedestrians, particularly pupils who rely on it to access education. Mr. Chanda has since appealed to relevant authorities to rehabilitate the road in order to improve accessibility and enhance the safety of all road users. Domestic workers in Lusaka have called for improved wages, arguing that the salaries they receive are inadequate to support their families and meet basic household needs. A gardener identified as Victor Banda says he earns only 800 kwacha per month, an amount he describes as insufficient to cover daily expenses and provide for his family. He laments that domestic work is demanding and requires long hours of dedication, yet remuneration remains low despite the increasing cost of living in the capital city. Meanwhile, another domestic worker, identified as Danny, has questioned why stronger measures have not been put in place to protect workers in the sector and ensure they receive fair and decent salaries. We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, uizi valora maximum ati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganqale, Bwana wa Mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and two SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also